Shirley, do you foresee Oviedo taking the same career path that Alcantara has taken from hard-throwing Cardinal prospect to one of the stars of this league?
Yes. I don't think any question. I don't want to put any more on him that needs to be put on him at a young part of his career, but I think we've already seen that transition take place of a guy that even last year's he's a better version of himself this year than he was last year. He's a better version of himself now than he was three starts ago. So my point, when you have those kind of weapons, see that kind of evolution, you see a guy that is taking advantage of his experiences and growing from them. And he's also being smart enough to take proper guidance from other people that have wisdom that have done it, you know, i.e. the Waynos and Mike Maddox is the world. So yes, plenty of stuff to do it, was tremendous today. And I can see him being a frontline guy with the stuff and the demeanor and the work ethic he has. We just take it brick by brick to get there and don't try to jump the line, so to speak, but just keep building like he has.
How much do you appreciate a start where neither starter walks a batter until Alcantara walked one in the ninth inning?
I appreciate it 50%. From a baseball standpoint, I appreciate it quite a bit. You know, good pace of the game, both guys in the zone, commanding counts. Oviedo didn't have a three-ball count. You know, Carp, big walk there by Carp, because that gets the third baseman off the line, and then Yachty does his thing to be the hero. But, yeah, just a well-pitched game on both sides. Alcantara was really dirty, man. I mean, just nasty sinker and a plus changeup. And just everything's easy for him, repeatable. So, you know, it's a big win against a tough guy.
You see what Sierra can do before, too. That's one of the better plays of the season.
Fantastic play. We've seen a lot on our side. And, you know, that was another good swing by Carp. And Sierra just, that's closing speed right there. And then it's athleticism to, you know, be able to catch it as well. So nice play by him, you know, big play in that part of the game too.
Now that you've had these last four starts, that puts perhaps a different spin on your rotation than maybe people thought 4 or 5 days ago.
I believe so. You know, these guys are here for a reason, very capable. You know, give Carlos credit because he really went out there and you could tell he was determined. Is probably the best word. Convicted is another good word. That resonates with what he did. He went out there and it's like, I'm going to go deep. I'm going to pitch well. I'm going to get it done. And gave us 7 really strong innings. And then we go from that to Waino, to KK, to now Ovi. And, you know, we talked about KDS question, you know, very recently about, and I just brought up the fact that, you know, when we're pitching well and our starters are going deep, that's usually when, you know, we shake hands more times than not. And we were able to do that these last 3 games, and the starting pitch has been a pillar of that.
Last one, Sosa seemed in tremendous pain when he was hurt, when he was hit. How is he?
Initial scan is no fracture. You know, we've said this before. and then we get more detailed imaging. So, you know, I say it with optimism. But tremendous news, no initial fracture. I'm sure that didn't feel great. So we'll see how it goes, see how it recovers, and hopefully that remains to be the case in these day-to-day.
What part of the hand or wrist was he hit in?
It was more like in that area right in here. You know, I don't know exactly what to tell you, exactly what part, but, you know, right by the wrist or to the palm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Hey Mike, the 3 games in this series, you guys got game-winning hits from Tyler, from Goldie, from Yachty. What's the importance for having a lineup and having your offense where your core guys in the middle there are all delivering in those important spots when you need them?
Yeah, same thing. We talk about, you know, the pillars and anchors. You know, we don't want to put it all on their shoulders because I feel like we've got a lengthy lineup, clearly, even more so recently. But, you know, we like the guys that are in the middle of the lineup to be able to contribute. And it's a great point. You know, obviously, Oney with some, you know, big swing in the eighth the other day. to give us the lead, and Alex brought it home. And of course, Goldie with a great swing and last night, and then got it started today. And then Yachty walked them off with a big hit. So, you know, those are the guys that, you know, are in the middle of the lineup. That's what they're there for, to be able to be bigger contributors. But I also know that, you know, anybody in our lineup can be a contributor and has been. So it's a good situation we have going.
Katie, will you be athletic?
Like, I know this is something that we've talked about quite often, but when you come back home, and you mentioned Carlos's start rightfully too, and you have KK, Wayno, and Johan, who in his best outing of the season, being able to string together consistent, efficient starts that are going long into games, how can that set the tone and kind of keep that the same energy going as you continue?
Well, it just sets the tone for a lot of things. It sets the tone because you know you're obviously in the game. Your starter's in that sixth, seventh inning. It also sets the tone for the bullpen. You know, we were able to, you know, use guys. We, you know, Gabby and Gio and Alex, you know, were down today with multiple days in a row and did their part. But that allowed freshness from, you know, for Miller, who was really good today, and Helsley, who was able to finish that inning in the eighth and grab the ninth and be, you know, have 2 days off and be fresh and sharp. So, you know, there's residual benefit to that as well. And it does. It feeds to the offense to know you're out there, you've got some rhythm going. It feeds to the defense. You know, we played well defensively this series. You know, so something nice playing the first, start the game off. You know, and then that energy builds to the offense, getting a little more rhythm as well. So, you know, being to get off the field and getting some good rhythm defensively and then get off the field and be ready to hit offensively is – so it all kind of ties together is my ultimate point.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
We've talked a lot about Johan. It's that his stuff is there. It's just throwing the strikes. And today, this outing, I believe, was the highest strike percentage by any starter. Is that just part of his progression, is using that stuff, using the plus pitches, and then when you can put him in the strike zone, he knows that it's just going to play and it's going to work out well for him?
Yeah, highest strike percentage of any starter, our starter?
Yeah, any a card starter this season.
Okay, yeah, because he's 85% first pitch strikes, a lot of strikes. Yeah, it's the key to it, right? I mean, Dave Duncan was here for a long time, and he said something that always resonated with me, and I think it's common sense, but it's true. Big league pitchers have to get out in the strike zone. You know, you get outs in the strike zone. Yeah, you get some chase. There's guys, you know, you set up and control counts, expand the zone, you get some chase on, under, off the plate, you know, elevated. But more or less, you got to be able to get in the strike zone and control the strike zone to pitch in this league. And I think we've proved it on both sides of it. And Ovi's, you know, shown that the other way doesn't work. And that's sometimes the best way to, you know, it's the best lesson to learn is what doesn't work. And, you know, so now he's really convicted in the strike zone, trust his stuff, and, which is really, really good. And, yeah, let our defense play. And you know, you've got some swing and miss stuff to complement. So, it's a good recipe, you know, throwing those strikes to Kamish's earlier question.
I feel like we'd be remiss not to ask you about the walk-off hitter. You know, just another Cap and Yachty always coming up clutch for you guys when you need them and putting together a great offensive season as you've been doing for the year.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Yachty, he just knows what the situation calls for. Move a runner, which Carp did a nice job of earlier today. Move a runner. He just always is aware what the pitcher's trying to do, what the situation calls for, and what he needs to be able to do. And he's got a tool in his toolbox for all of it. And the other thing that's so impressive about Yachty, he's got, and I say this all the time, it's a huge comment, he's got the best feel of the game and understanding of the game as anybody I may ever see. And so he doesn't make the situation too big. He's able to control his thoughts, and he knows what the situation calls for, and then he's got the ability and the experience to back it up. Yes, sir.
Mike Reeves, Illinois Radio.
Mike, I know we hear all the time about keeping even keel in this game because of how long the season is. How difficult a chore, though, is that? Because there are the highs and lows. You just recently had the low and now a series sweep. Is it difficult to have that even keel, or is that just a necessity for a major league player and a major league coaching staff?
It's both. It comes with experience. It comes with trust of process, but, you know, not going to kid ourselves. I mean, you know, we know we're in a result oriented business, and, you know, whether it be a hitter individually or a team collectively that's doing things well that aren't getting results, that can be frustrating. It's also frustrating if you're not doing things as well. And you know, you're having to deal with a lot of different circumstances and, you know, you're putting things together. That's when it really, and I say this internally a fair amount, we just stay together. We stay with, you know, and this leads to the second part. You can stay even keel and calm if you know you're staying with processes that you know work. And instead of getting so bogged down by result or frustration or result, and we were human, you get frustrated. Of course, you always have an enjoyment too. You know, you like to hear the music in the clubhouse. But, you know, to the frustrating part, you just take a step back and you realize, okay, what's taking place here? You know, what is it? Is it something that needs to be adjusted? If it is, we got to adjust it. We've got to be really quick. You know, we don't like to be overreactive, but sometimes we want to be as in the moment as possible with adjustments without over adjusting it. Does that make sense at all? And having that feel for what to and what not to. And so sometimes it's just stay the course. Sometimes it's, you know, just keep moving, keep playing the game. The games can not give you love some days. And sometimes like, no, something needs to change. You need to do something different. You need to think differently. You need to go about something, need to change a routine. But something needs to be, you know, a little bit different. But our processes individually and collectively are pretty solid, and they can be adjusted and tweaked as we go in the course of the season. But, you know, I think it's can be a mistake when things don't go well to just reinvent, because what we do is we go back to pillars that we know work. Are we playing together? Are we giving the right kind of effort? Are we properly focused? Are we looking to execute our plan? Are we looking to make routine plays, and are we looking to execute our offense? And if something's a little out whack there, we identify the why of it, as Mr. Kissel will say, and we address it. If they were doing what we're supposed to and realize the other side's trying to, and some days, you know, a couple of days in a row, ball didn't bounce your way. Well, you know, you got to keep staying the course with that as well. Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Concept.
Dave Matter, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Mike, kind of touching on that, the way that you won these last two games, what can that do for a team that just has needed something good to happen here lately?
You know, I think it just continues to reinforce kind of somewhat what I just got through talking about, even the last three games. Stay together, stay with it, keep fighting, but also just lock in what you're doing. You know, just have a good at bat, make a quality pitch, make a good play. You know, stay present, be aware of the situation. Just keep playing the game that's in front of you at that moment. And if you keep doing that, and you do it well, I mean, this is a game of margins, you know, and the margins get thinner every single year, I think, in this game, with some of the way it's played and thought about and thought and some other things. So in the analytics, so stay with it, stay the course, have clarity to what you're doing. And at the end of the day, just keep fighting, just keep getting after it, keep going. And that's one thing I was really pleased about, because this team has done that, and I mentioned it, and hadn't been rewarded. And that can be hard, because it wears on you, because everybody wants a reward. You know, you want to fight, scratch, and claw. You want something in return. But the heart of this team is what's impressive to me. And they just kept going, kept fighting, kept scratching, kept clawing. We got good leadership in our clubhouse that encourages that and helps guys that may not really understand what that looks like. So some of the things I was explaining earlier, because it is some conceptual things that, you know, the abnormal and the separator of this game is handling all the stuff. It's no longer really about the physical ability as much. It's about the handling of adversity and the ability to make adjustments. And we've got people that has helped monitor that. I mentioned the example with Oviedo, deserves all the credit, but has gotten some support and guidance from Waino. And then just keep showing up and playing the game. And then, you know, believe that it'll turn. But it's not going to turn unless you do your part to make it turn. And the guys have done their part. Well, I'm confident they always will.
All right. Back to Kamish.
If Miller's going to pitch like that consistently, how important can he be as a second left-hander in your bullpen?
Big part. You know, I mentioned last night, those three guys, Cabby, Gio, and Alex, have been fantastic. And also mentioned that I felt like we got some guys that are close to stepping up and taking roles that allow us to spread the ball around in big moments. And today, you know, shutout, eighth inning, top of the order, Miller, boom, you know, Chisholm, Birdie worked a walk. you know, close check swing. And then he retired Sanchez and has been good, you know, recently at Wrigley and been good since he's been home. So been back with us. That's a big piece for him to throw like he's just like he's capable and healthy as well.
You'll be eager to see what your second base situation looks like tomorrow when you get to the ballpark?
I'll have hopefully a better idea about it on the plane, but I just want everybody to be healthy and available. And we'll, you know, after that, we'll see what we have.